New pressure to address campus sexual assault has put a spotlight on another problem, binge drinking. At least half of all sexual assaults involve alcohol, and excessive drinking is also tied to poor grades, mental health problems, and injuries. One leader in tackling the problem is Frostburg State University in Maryland's Appalachian Mountains. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports that administrators there are reaching beyond the campus for help.
Early Friday night, and Frostburg State Police Officer Derek Perlosi has just started the late shift.
Hey guys, how you doing? Good.
Before 2012, he wasn't allowed to patrol this off-campus neighborhood packed with students, but an unusual agreement gives him joint jurisdiction. Now he can tell who's gearing up for house parties.
Can you see right there?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Students dance in a backyard. They hang out on porches, stroll the streets with cases of Bud Light. The university helps pay overtime costs for a show of force. State, county, city, and campus police all circling these blocks.
We know that there's going to be underage drinking. We can't go out and card everybody, but we want to make sure everybody does it the right way and the safe way.
In other words, he hopes to keep students from doing something stupid so he won't have to arrest them later. At a white clapboard house, Perlosi jumps out to chat with four guys on the front steps.
What year are you guys in?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore. Yeah.
All are underage but one, and he's got a string of alcohol violations from past years. Perlosi banters a bit, reminds them, don't walk around with open containers.
We'll see you guys, okay?
I hope I don't see you tonight.
I do too, man.
The thing that is so striking to me is that many universities perceive it as an intractable problem and that there's nothing they can do.
Jonathan Gibraltar became president of Frostburg State in 2006 and found its party scene out of control. Joint police patrols are just one of many changes. There are now more Friday morning classes to discourage Thursday night drinking. Gibraltar led the push for Maryland's recent ban on the sale of grain alcohol. With a state grant, the school formed a coalition. City officials, parents, businesses, to tackle underage drinking across the community.
I have met with bar owners where they said nobody would come and there weren't enough seats in this room. And I said, hey guys, we need your help.
There's been pushback, of course. The surprise is from whom? Gibraltar says his biggest critics are parents and alumni. We drank, they say. What's so wrong?
When I tell parents that 1,800-plus college students drink themselves to death every year, they are stunned. They have no idea.
Not all students like the changes either.
Well, no matter what they do, it's still going to happen. It's college.
Sophomores Alyssa Barlow and Mary Garner speak between classes.
To be honest, the more rules you put down, the more people just go, like,
against the rules.
Yeah, you're going to do it anyway most of the time.
Still, older students tell me the house parties are nothing like they used to be. Surveys show since 2006, the share of Frostburg students who binge drink has fallen sharply. Average drinks per week dropped in half from 8 to 4. Juniors Aaron Pant, Caitlin Lemert, and Andrew Bach say they like the anti-booze efforts, especially alcohol-free parties at the student center.
Really good food there each time. I mean, lots of prizes, doorbusters, they always have
iPads,
an iPad.
Ray-Bans, yeah. Xboxes.
Dance classes. We learned how to, like, tango or salsa or something before, which is pretty fun.
What's happened in the last decade is the science around preventing the abuse of alcohol has really improved. So we begin looking at what approaches actually work.
Kevin Kruger heads NASPA, an Association for Student Affairs Administrators. He says what works is changing the culture around drinking. Even something as small as getting a liquor store not to sell ping pong balls next to its beer.
Well, that's to promote a game that's called beer pong, which is very popular among college students. Now, it may seem like a small thing. It's not like college students can't go find ping pong balls, but why put it out there so that it's so easy for them to do that?
Also effective, simply making it harder to get alcohol.
Can I get anything for you ladies?
Frostburg State University has made it harder for underage students to be served in local bars. In something of a quid pro quo, it's paid the sheriff's office to carry out monthly undercover compliance checks. But the school also pays for training to help bar staff spot the fake IDs students get online these days.
Honestly, these IDs
are so good, it's ridiculous.
Rich Godlove owns Zen Shi Bar and Restaurant.
In fact, as soon as we had the class last year, we came in, probably caught two or three fake IDs, and recognized the kids as people that we thought were of age.
His staff also cuts off drunk students. Some have come back to thank them. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.